listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie, and this is the podcast edition. My weekly chat with Griffith Mayor Doug Curran. This week, I quiz the mayor on development applications, specifically the 58 residential lots on Borger Road in Nerriken. Here he is, Griffith Mayor Doug Curran. Rock set. It is 19-8. Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M. Matt Collins for your brekkie, my last Monday. I know, it's all thanks to our mates at Dom's Motors. Dom's Motors Subaru, home of the legendary Subaru WRX. Visit domsmotors.com.au. My last Monday and my last chat with Griffith Mayor Doug Curran. Mr. Mayor, good morning to you.
Morning, Matty. How are you, mate?
I'm going all right.
It's a real shame that it is our last Monday. I just want to start by thanking you very much for everything you've done over the last 12 or so months, and it's been a real good ride. I've enjoyed it. You haven't always given me an easy time. It was good to get a win for the Bulldogs on the weekend, so that you can't give it to me about that. But yeah, no, mate.
I knew that'd get a mention.
It gets a mention when they don't win. So. No, but I just want to thank you. It's been great, and wish you all the best. And hopefully, you and the young bloke and mum can make a real good life of it up there in sunny Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, mate. I appreciate you saying that. It's also worth mentioning as well for our listeners and local voters. I said to you early days, I invited you to come on each and every week, and we appreciate you giving us your time and being so available, even away from this Monday morning spot. You've never, you know, turned down my phone calls or text messages when they come in. But we said it has to be about what the people want, not what council wants.
Exactly right. And we made that pretty evident from the start. I don't bring anything in. We have a bit of a chat before we get on air about what we're going to talk about for the day, and that's it. There's things that I want to talk about, Harmony Day and all of these things, but it's not about that. It's about what you want to talk about and what your listeners want to hear. So no, I've really enjoyed it. It's brought a lot of things to my eyes that I might not have seen. And we've got some regular callers that give us a hard time, but a lot of times they ask valid questions. So I think it's really important that the community does know that this isn't rehearsed, that this is live, and what's asked this morning wasn't talked about before now.
Yeah, exactly right. Passionate listeners.
There is some passionate listeners, absolutely.
That's for sure. Now, you mentioned Harmony Day. A great day on the calendar. You are in one of the local schools.
Two. I actually was lucky enough to attend. Marian Catholic College had a sensational event on down there mid-morning on Friday, and then the Griffith High side of Murrumbidgee Regional High School had a lunchtime event. The really comforting, enthusiastic thing that I saw was the kids. They were getting into it. They got me up to dance at Griffith High, which is slightly embarrassing, but nevertheless, we like to participate. And those two events show me why Griffith just continues to bat well above its weight in everything that we do. Not only because of the adults that we got here, but because of the kids we got coming through. And it was really a great day. Finished off by laying our hands on the new basketball court over at the Griffin Green Project. So all in all, just had a great day Friday, really did.
I heard that when they were looking to grab some people out of the crowd to dance up on stage, you very quickly put your head down, Mr. Mayor, but you couldn't get out of it. They made a V-line for you.
I was hiding as far as I could in the back. I thought, I'm right here. There's no way known. And the young girl...
With your height, you weren't hiding.
And I was wearing a fairly out there shirt as well, so it was fairly easy to pick. But it was really good. The Cook Island team got up and grabbed a few of us adults and a few participants and got into it. And Councillor Jenny Ellis was also another one that got selected. Just such a heartwarming day. All of the kids wanted to come up, have photos. We had our youth advisory group there. They were doing some work. We're currently doing a community strategic plan, so we're trying to get everyone from 6 to 66 to tell us what they want to see in the community in the next 10 or 15 years. So just a really great day. Really, really was.
All right. Now, this one is on Griffith City Council's social media pages. You and I have just had a quick chat off air about it. You and the councillors haven't been made aware of this development application yet, and it is for a subdivision of land, 58 potential residential lots in Borger Road, Nerriken. Tell me about the process. As you said, this DA has been put forward, but that yourself and the councillors aren't yet made aware of it. Could it be approved without your guys having a say?
If it complies, absolutely. If there's no submissions against the development application and there's no non-conformance to our policies, a lot of DAs, most house DAs, we don't see. It's only when they a neighbour or a concerned community member put in an objection, that becomes a submission. Once we get one submission, that's to come to the councillors. Or if it tries to go outside of our policy, if it doesn't have the right setbacks or it might need some road work or something of that nature, something that we need to be involved in. But I would say 90 to 95% of DAs that go through don't come anywhere near us.
Because it's been taken care of by people in that area.
By our staff members, absolutely. So as I say, if there's no submissions and there's no non-conformance, it will go straight through. So, and the process is that it will go through the current assessment that it's doing. If there is submissions or there is non-conformance, it will come to us at a later date. So
if there's a written submission saying, no, we don't want this,
absolutely,
then it comes to the councillors.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's things in this case, when you look at Nerican, beautiful little village, 58 houses out there, that would double the size of Nerican, I think. And we need to think about the infrastructure that we have out there, the toilet, the sewer, the water, the roads, are they all up to standard to be able to allow this to go in? So that's part of the assessment. And we know that Lake Wangan area is going to get quite a few new houses out there within the next 20 years. I think there's 1,600 blocks available out there. So this will be part of an extension of that and really looking forward to it. I mean, everyone in town knows, everyone in New South Wales knows we need housing. We need housing as quick as we can get, and this will be a good start for us.
Something like this, again, you weren't aware until I told you about it this morning.
Yep.
For that to get approval, what sort of time frame are we talking about? Any ideas?
It is quite cumbersome. Like I said, there's a lot of other assessments that need to go into it. I would say it would be within the 6-month time frame. A house, you're looking at around 45 days, maybe 60 days, depending on the complexity of it.
So if someone wants to put in a pool, for example, it can be a month and a half before that's...
It can be. If it's not running near any sewer lines, none of the neighbours have got any problems with it, it's quite a standard pool, then it won't take anywhere near that long.
Right.
But our average in Griffith, I think, is around 42 days for DAs. But what that doesn't take into account, if we go back to the applicant and say, we need some more information on this, the clock stops. So say it takes them 2 weeks to do that, which is fair. That 2 weeks doesn't add to that 40 days. It's right. The clock stops. So, yeah, we're running around 42 days at the moment.
A bigger submission like this one, a subdivision of land, 58 potential residential lots, is it that same sort of time frame, or given that it's a bigger project, it'd be a longer time
frame? It's definitely a bigger time frame. It's around the supporting infrastructure that we need to assess, because then once this DA goes through for the subdivision, then each house needs its own separate DA as well. So that process, we're just really assessing whether or not the area can handle that. Are there any, there's frost fans in Nerican because there's a large citrus development out there. How will that interact? Will the road network handle 58 cars? Mm. Potentially, I think we work on 1.6 cars on average to a house. So when you're looking at that, you're probably looking around 70 odd cars. They'll do 4 or 5 movements a day. You multiply that out. Can the roads handle it? What intersection treatments do we need? Do we need roundabouts? Because there's road trains that go out there. There's a very large farming concern out there. So all of those assessments need to come into it. And I hope that it does get through. But if it comes to councillors, then they'll be given the opportunity to have a look at that. Absolutely.
All right. Those written submissions on this particular project we're talking about regarding the DA should be addressed to the general manager and will be received by council up until 4 p.m. on Friday, the 5th of April. So you've got a week and a bit there. Mr. Mayor, just quickly, we have had a phone call this morning from one of our listeners. Again, this might be one you may need to take away and chat with the new announcer when they start, and that is Fish Motels at Lake Wyangan. Something about barriers and where it's sort of, you know, collecting fish. Happened about 3 or 4 months ago. Any ideas about these fish motels?
Oh, not the... the minute detail on it. I know that we are all of the solutions for Lake Wyangan involve getting the habitat better. To get the habitat better, we need better fish in there. There's a lot of carp. We've done a lot of work with that. Fish motels are more around the cod, trying to get healthier fish, but also floating wetlands and things like that, that will soak up the blue-green algae, or anything that competes with blue-green algae is healthy out there. So I don't know any minute details. I know we've been talking about it for quite some time.
The specifics are from this caller that the barriers, apparently they were the wrong size and they had to be taken out and re-put in. And at what sort of cost this listener was questioning.
I will take that away. I'll take that on notice. There's no dramas. I know that we are absolutely looking to fix that lake as much as we can. Everybody's got an opinion on it. We're doing quite a lot of work out there on the foreshore in the coming months, and we need to get that water quality better. We need to get that salt out. We need to get the blue-green algae under control.
Griffith Mayor Doug Curran, it has been a pleasure. I look forward to Mondays for many reasons. You are one of them. All the best moving forward. All the best in September. I know you will be running again. And most importantly, all the best to your doggies, because I think they'll need it.
Oh, that's a little harsh considering we won 32 blot, but I appreciate it. And all the best to you and the family, and good luck and safe travels, mate.
Good on you, mate. 8 to 8 here on Triple M.
A listener exclusive.